Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of No Reese Trends to Get Excited. This courtesy of Maxar on the Discord.
Wow.
Little along the watchtower.
Yeah.
No Reese Trends to Get Excited. Maxar.
Who did it better?
Who did it better?
Yeah.
Me or Jimmy? Who do you think?
Bob Dylan wrote it, right?
Bob Dylan wrote it. Jimmy performed it. And so did Dave Matthews Band, which I have to admit, I'm a little more familiar with the Dave Matthews Band live performance of it from Live at the Red Rock.
Did he really be like, there must be some way out of here? Like, is that like the Dave Matthews version?
Exactly. There must be some way out of here.
Out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. Wow. All right.
No worries, trying to get excited. Yeah. He likes to go high low.
Man
has vocal range for not having any vocal range. He's got like funny voice vocal range. Like he's doing Muppet voices up there, and God bless, you know?
Yep.
40,000 drunk teenagers can't be wrong.
Nope. They never can be. Never.
Did we say who we are?
No, I think we were just... I mean, I'm Bob Dylan, and you're Jimi Hendrix.
I'm David Matthews. And these, Miles, are some things that are trending. They got them. They got a speaker, baby.
They did it, folks. They settled on someone who had all of the requisite qualities to be the Republican Speaker of the House. Insurrectionist? Check. Islamophobe? Check.
Yeah.
Homophobe? Check.
Oh yeah.
Xenophobe?
Oh yeah.
Check. Weed hater? Check. This
weed
guy,
hater even.
Yeah. I mean, it's the typical thing of like marijuana will make you the first puff is marijuana, the second one is heroin.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson from Louisiana, who some people describe as just Jim Jordan, like in a suit.
Jim Jordan, but he like wears glasses. He like looks boring. And that it really feels like they have, like, that is the calculation. He's like far right extremist, but he looks like he's not, maybe. He looks like just a lawyer, which he is a lawyer. And in fact, was like one of the big proponents of getting Republicans behind Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election.
So this guy's, he's got the requisite qualities. Again, his character. Check. Lower than snake nipples.
Lower than snake nipples, that boy from down in Louisiana.
We'll see what, I mean, we'll see what this guy does.
It's gonna be predictable.
It's just gonna be fucking chaos. But hey, they came together, and who knows how long he will last.
Yeah. It feels like it's just pure exhaustion, embarrassment. Like, they heard people repeatedly saying, like, wow, they really seem like their party might be on the verge of collapse. They can't even vote for someone. And they were like, why don't we get behind the worst?
Yeah.
The worst one who kind of looks like he's not a crazy person. So,
yeah. I mean, it's this is like, he was also, remember when they're talking like expunging Donald Trump's like record and shit? He was like one of the people pushing for that. So, yep. There it is. So there we'll see what we'll see how little is done, and who knows if there's a shutdown coming up. But hey,
the Republicans came, they said, you want some Coke? There it is.
There it is.
And threw a handful of Coke on the ground.
That's a reference to The Departed, just so people
know. Pilot who turned off the engine, the fuel supply to the engine.
Off-duty pilot.
He was not the pilot of the plane. He was off-duty. He was sitting in the jump seat, tried to turn off fuel to the engine. He was having a mental health crisis. But the thing people are focusing on is that he had taken what is being described by CNN as magic mushrooms.
These things are magic.
Yeah.
It's every headline. CNN, off-duty pilot accused of trying to shut off airliner's engine mid-flight. He took, quote, magic mushrooms 48 hours before. NBC, off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot said he took magic mushrooms 48 hours before allegedly trying to shut down the plane. Pilot who allegedly tried to shut off engines hadn't... This is a better one. From ABC News, which is, I think, a little more important. Pilot who allegedly tried to shut off engines hadn't slept in 40 hours.
Yeah, that'll do you.
Because it's funny, too, in that CNN article where they're like, hey, man, the magic mushrooms... They talked to a fucking like a substance expert who's like, yeah, the psilocybin probably wouldn't have been in his system like that 48 hours later.
Right.
If like anything, it's not like, you know, it's like alcohol. It's like your body processes it and then you're not drunk anymore. But yeah, maybe things can linger, along with the fact that he said he was like, I think having some kind of like panic attack too. But yeah. Everyone's going all in on the shrooms.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's not great. It's not great to do psilocybin when you're going through a mental health crisis, which it seems like this person did. So yeah, all around scary story, but I don't
blame the psilocybin.
Yeah, it feels like that this could be used to like kind of throw water on a lot of exciting research being done into clinical uses for psilocybin. I'm guessing he did not do it clinically, would be my guess.
No, probably a macro dose.
Yes.
As well. But yeah, like, oh, here's one. BigPharmaNews.com. Psilocybin almost killed a plane full of airline passengers. See, that sounds like a headline they would write.
That's right. Should we be getting ready for a concert film boom, Miles?
Should we?
What people are telling me. That's what I'm hearing from the Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
The first news source that I check every morning.
Every morning.
Yep. But yeah, following the success of the Eras Tour movie, industry analysts are expecting there will be a boom in concert films. We also have Beyonce's Renaissance Tour movie, which was already scheduled to come out in December. I think a big part of what we're seeing here is that the artists are working directly with AMC and theater chains and are in turn receiving in excess of 50% of box office grosses. Yo,
that's
good for them.
That's a deal. And shout out, I love that AMC's like, oh yeah, we can just split that. I mean, yeah, we'll do 60-40. We'll
take
40. Because we're not doing anything except distribution. Yeah.
Dolly Parton is going to be releasing her album into, like, she's having a first listen event with like a couple behind the scenes, you know, video film things for an upcoming album.
So it's a listening party in video form?
In movie theaters.
Wow. Which,
I don't know, like seeing people dancing down in front of the screen at the Eras Tour, like just being like, this is not, like, we shouldn't be having a conversation about movie etiquette because this is not a movie going experience in any traditional sense. This is like using a movie theater for a different thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. Like, hey, look, there's a dance floor down right in front of the screen. I do feel like I've had this thought before, and now it seems like it's like kind of happening that like the movie theater is an underutilized space. Like,
for sure.
To only use this big public viewing thing with like wildly expensive projection and sound systems only to show like movies that just came out. So like a tiny fraction of the movies that are available for people to watch, which itself, like, movies are a tiny fraction of the audiovisual entertainment that's available for people to watch and enjoy and experience. Like, you know, there are obviously like the anniversary re-releases and revival theaters that show old movies, but it feels like that could be something that would be used more mainstream. Like, I could see a world in like 10 years we're looking back and being like, why did most theaters only show a tiny like sliver of like three movies that had just come out? Like, that feels weird to me. Why not like have people who are great curators, have like proven themselves to be great curators, like programming your theater on a regular basis, you know? Yeah.
And I think like, not just like to the point where it doesn't have to be just film. Like, I'm always like,
yeah,
if when there's like a big, like, you know, like a like World Cup or something like that happening, it's like, why don't you just open up? Like, why don't you could pack that theater out if people want to just watch a game in there?
Yeah.
'Cause look, it's basically a giant fucking TV. So if you look at it that way, you could do all kinds of different shit in there, not just being like, hey, come watch.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think they've like toyed with that before, but now seems to be, now that like all of these, you know, different economic like structures that have ruled how entertainment works for the past six decades are like breaking down and, you know, not always for the better. It feels like this could be a way for people to just like work directly with theaters and, you know, use the natural abilities of movie theaters to like make things cool.
Make or
cool
like, what if you went and you could watch like the first three episodes of like Watchmen, you know? Like in a theater and just kind of take it in that. I mean, like, I feel like there's so many ways you could just like revive things that a ton of people liked and be like, hey, do you want to see that except in a theater?
Yeah.
As like Victor, super producer Victor's playing, what about Super Smash Bros. Tournament in a movie theater?
Yeah.
You know, people come out for shit like that. I'd go and fucking play FIFA probably in a movie. The problem is I can't really turn up in a movie theater. That's the other thing that would be, you know, nice if they made it like truly like an all-purpose venue. It's like, yeah, you can drink in there, you can eat in there,
yeah,
you know, do whatever you want to do.
That was one, like, we sometimes will rent out a theater and watch a movie like as a team, you know, hang. And like the big thing that is fun about that is like you can just talk out loud,
yeah,
you know, and be obnoxious.
You're in a living room.
Yeah,
with your friends.
Because you know that your friends are as obnoxious as you are.
Yeah. And then you're like, wait, did you guys hear that? What I just said about Elvis?
Everybody, shut the fuck up.
Shut up again.
I just said a funny thing about Elvis.
Yeah. It's Nicole! Yes!
We were the first ones to cheer for Nicole when she came out at the beginning of the movie.
We were all cheering.
All right. Let's take a quick break and...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. RIP to Richard Roundtree.
Yeah.
Star of Shaft. Passed away at 81. One of the greats to ever do it. Chucky. We were talking Child's Play, Miles.
Yeah, today's episode. Yeah.
Yeah, that was earlier today.
Yeah.
I could care less. I'm pretty drunk. Right
your
now.
Battery's done? Your battery's dying?
Yeah, my battery
switches
going
batteries
down.
Out. Switches batteries out.
Yeah, I
one
could
second.
Care less about the podcast.
I know, Joe.
Miles.
I know,
just
Joe.
Kiss you.
Yeah, I know. You just want to kiss me. I know. Let's get you to your bed.
So you did a little dive into where this come from.
I mean, it was more so. I just came across a headline about the origin story of the Chucky movies, and I guess at first a lot of fans thought the Chucky doll was based on this story about someone called Robert the Haunted Doll. And where a boy named Robert was given a doll by like one of his like maids that like worked for his family. And obviously this doll was cursed with voodoo because the maid wanted to get payback against the family for mistreating her. I'm like, hold on. That might be the story more so than blaming the doll. Like y'all were mistreating right. Your domestic workers.
Yeah.
But apparently like this doll was like haunted, would move and yell and shit and do all kinds of freaky shit. However, that is not the reason we have the Chucky movies. Apparently, the guy who came up with the film, Don Mancini, which is not like a made-up mob character, he came up for the idea because of like the Cabbage Patch Kids boom that was going on.
Yeah.
And like I knew they were like popular, but did you know there was like they called it the Cabbage Patch Kid riots?
Yeah.
Like, because parents were so turned up trying to get their hands on Cabbage Patch Kids.
One of my first pop culture memories is my older sister being like it being a huge deal when she finally got her Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yo, this is what I just want to play a clip from 1983, like a local news clip in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where they talk about how like it's the fucking it's just turn up city at the toy store.
This Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania store, the pushing and shoving began. One woman was knocked to the floor and suffered a broken leg.
This guy's like yelling. He's got a stick and he's like fighting customers back.
This scene has been repeated in hundreds of stores across the country that advertise the Cabbage Patch Kids. The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Anyway, it's just funny because
these dolls look like shit. They cut to a close-up of the doll. The doll looks like absolute shit.
Dude, listen how this reporter actually describes how like whack the Cabbage Patch Kid doll is.
Are dolls about 16 inches high. They don't walk, talk, wet their pants, or grow hair. They don't do much of anything.
Okay. They don't go pee-pee or sleep.
The main thing that was cool about them is they give you adoption papers when you get the Cabbage Patch doll.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So was like cool.
That's the backdrop against which this guy came up with the idea. So and his whole thing was like he wanted it to be sort of like a tale about how consumerism and advertising can like lead to bad things, because in the movie, right, it's about getting like one of these good guys dolls, but the mom is so desperate in getting it, she got to like just buy like a janky one from a dude on the street, which ends up being
street
the murderous dolls. Chucky doll.
Yeah.
So yeah, it turns out his dad was in advertising. So from like a very young age, he always like looked at these like commercials and the way things were marketed and was like, this is fucked up. Like this.
There's a soullessness to it. What if you build that soullessness with the soul of a serial killer?
Boom.
Yeah. It's tale as old as time, you know?
Yeah, but, absolutely.
The clip that we just showed, or that we just watched, the person working at this store during the Cabbage Patch Kid craze was having a complete, like, he's screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
He's like left his body and is just...
It looks like he's trying to protect his family from like a wolf pack attack.
Yeah.
Like with a stick. He's like, get the fuck back.
It's a close up on his face. If they had pulled back and he was swinging a torch around at people,
right,
like that would have felt like it covered off on like the energy he was giving.
There's one more clip I just want to play, like towards the end of that report, where they're asking like how it's just become like it set off a collectible boom. And they ask like this one older woman who's like in her 70s, like about it. And she's like, I hate it. But just listen to this.
I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like their faces, but I want one.
I don't like their faces, but I want one.
I don't like them. So I always assumed it was a comment on the My Buddy dolls. Do you remember those?
Yeah, my buddy.
That song is fully burnt into the neural pathways of my brain, and that's kind of who Chucky looks like, right?
Like, yeah, Chucky, yeah, yeah. Like it's like it's all, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like all of those things kind of swirl together to create the Chucky as we know it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also like something about the nature of consumerism, and that instead of like having friends, you have a toy that is a friend that like fills in for this human connection that we used to have, and for something unnatural to slip in there, and that unnatural thing to be the soul of a dead serial killer who got shot on top of a doll.
Exactly.
You know, is that what happens? Well, he gets like shot in a doll factory or something,
and then he uses voodoo to put his soul in the doll after like a cop gets him.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can avoid it. He can avoid accountability. But yeah, but it's true. I mean, like you think about the 80s, man. Like we were just
bombarded. Everyone was doing that shit.
No, but I mean, like we were bombarded with commercials and ads that made you feel like a total dick if you didn't have a Teddy Ruxpin or a fucking glowworm or some shit. So I see that part, and I didn't have a fucking glowworm or a fucking Teddy Ruxpin. That's why I'm all fucked in the head now.
That's right. You're twisted, man.
I'm real twisted freak, man. I never had no glow worm. I'm sick.
All right.
Real bad temper.
Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, October 25th.
Yep.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.